All right, how's everybody doing out there? This is your man, Sir Earl, coming to you again. It's Monday, November 2nd. Tomorrow is an election day. Get out there, vote. Exercise your right to vote. I don't tell you who to vote for. I don't say who I'm voting for. But definitely, definitely, definitely get out there and exercise your right to vote. It's very, very critical time in our country. Things are just crazy right now. So whoever you think can make it better, let's get out there and do our due diligence and make sure that we vote. I want to give a special shout out to Virginia. For whatever reason, they seem to be downloading and listening to a lot of my podcasts, and I definitely appreciate it. Bears lost yesterday, which is the way it go. Our team is our team. Still got my support though. I will sit back and watch the games until just that. Yesterday was pretty exciting. They lost to New Orleans, so unless it's just a boring game, and then I just would turn it off. So the topic that I wanted to cover. Oh, first off, I wanted to tell you, starting next week, and probably once a month, twice a month, we're going to have an episode on this podcast called Generational Differences. And what that's going to entail, I invite everybody to get a child or young adult or whoever, because what it's going to do, I'm going to have my son on here, and we're going to discuss topics and how it makes a difference to the generations in which we live, the age in which we are. I'm 30 years older than him, so a lot of things didn't exist or was not like that 30 years ago. And how does it affect that age group now? They're a lot different. They're a lot more advanced. They have a lot more rights, and they're definitely smarter to me than we were at that age. But yet, there's still a lot of great things that we learned and a lot of things that they can learn from the older generation. But it'll be a show entitled Generational Differences, and we will be discussing certain topics, and what that will include is, how does he feel about it at 25, and how do I feel about it at 55? He's a sharp young man. He has his own opinion on a lot of things, which is how I raised him. So I definitely want you guys to tune in for that. You can email us and tell us what topics you'd like to hear, or, you know, it'll be great to get a young adult or a child or whoever to listen, because, you know, it definitely is going to open up a lot of avenues for the older generation as well as the younger generation to understand why certain things are the way they are. Like I had to explain to him, why is everybody trying to march? Every time there's a problem, everybody wants to protest. Well, that started back in, you know, Martin Luther King days. And so it puts a different type of meaning on it. So anyway, I want you to tune in for that. And I want your feedback on that. I want comments, different topics that you may want to hear. It's going to be very interesting. Me and my son have a lot of great talks at home. We're just going to start putting it on audio and letting the world listen to it. We've been having a lot of great downloads, a lot of different countries listening to us. And it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a much needed thing. So anyway, the topic that I am getting through, that I'm discussing today, it leads into what we're going to be talking about on the Generational Differences podcast. And that is, we live our parents' pluses and minuses, their victories and their defeats. All the advice that we're given has been passed down from generation to generation to generation, meaning I'm quite sure you've been advised a lot of times, go to school, get a job, go to school, graduate, get a job, get married, have two kids, buy a house, never take money out on your house, and live your life. Well, that may have worked. I don't know any parents my mom gave me that same advice, but, you know, they're all divorced or unhappy or whatever it may be. So I don't understand how you pass down advice that didn't even work for you. But they do, and they do it a lot. I believe that some things are great things. My stepson, who goes to just graduated from Northwest University, he loves school. He's a school person through and through, and I could never see advising him, you know, not to go. But, you know, my son, he didn't like school very well and wound up leaving it in his third year, which, you know, that was his right. His mom, which is my ex-wife, she didn't like the idea because she's a school person. But I always say that as a parent, we have to understand what our kids are good at and what our kids are not good at. The problem lies in trying to get something out of your child that's not them, that's not what they're meant to do. I could have never went to the service no matter how much my mom would have preached it, whereas my brother, he spent 20 plus years in the Marine Corps and he loved every minute of it. Me, couldn't do it. But what I found is that, you know, my mom, for instance, and I keep using this as an example because it's my mom, it's who I know well, she has a PhD, but yet you're unemployed. Most people that are graduating from colleges can't even get a job in the profession in which they went to college for, but yet we're still being encouraged to take on debt, which only benefits the government, to take a profession that we can't even make a living from. And I believe what that does is that kills creativity, because in the same way they're dead set on the advice that their parents gave them and their parents before them and parents before that, you know, being Black or African-American or whatever it may be, if you really trace it back, our ideas and different things came from slaves. Our generations were slaves, point blank. And so these ideas that we're still pushing in the year 2020 were originated from people who were held captive and forced to work for free, which was slavery. So I believe we don't know any better. So therefore, we're taught those things. And I'm quite sure other ethnic groups, same way your parents are, preaching what they believe is right. Well, the problem with that is you can't live your parents' life. You have to live your life. And when you are forced to do something that is not in your heart, let's say you wanna go and you wanna open up a business that sells flowers. I mean, that's your passion. You want to be a florist. That's your passion. But your parents say, "Hey, look, I'm not giving you money to go to college to sell flowers. Go to college and study IT. That seems to be the thing that everybody's into. It's making a lot of money. So you go to school and you study how to fix computers and work on computers and you study IT. Well, you may do it, but you'll never be happy. So what unhappiness and being led in a direction that's really not in your heart, it leads to releasing the unhappiness in other ways, whether it be drinking, drugs, whatever it may be, that unhappiness and that stress of doing something every day that you never wanted to do, it comes out in different ways. And I know from the parent standpoint, when you tell a child, okay, if you go and do this, you want to do this florist thing, do not expect me to help you with that. So what that winds up doing is that it winds up killing creativity. So The advancement in life is from people pursuing things of their heart's desire. And things that are put in your heart desire, things that only you can see, if you ask me, it's God's way of saying this is what you need to be doing, whether it's God, a higher source, or whatever. So you have this dream and you have this passion that's put in your heart, but yet your parents are not going to help you with that. And so once you start to kill creativity, you kill dreams. Once you start to kill dreams, you create unhappiness and you create a stagnation throughout the country, throughout the world, that we never advance because everybody's so busy listening to people who think they know and they don't know. I've always, you know what may have worked for you, or I listen to parents all the time who has this great notion that didn't even work for them. They're not even happy doing it. So what gives you the right to push that on someone else? Your child, what gives you that right? And I believe that leads to a lot of problems that we go through today. People are doing things that their heart is not into, and that's why you go certain places and people have attitudes, or you could tell they're unhappy. And, you know, yeah, they're making money. We have a client here that makes, she makes great money, and the job that she possessed, her mom pushed her into it. But that's not a heart's desire. Her heart's desire, or so she thinks, is to be an entrepreneur, which is the new sexy. And I tell everybody, everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur. I ran into a lot of people who are so-called entrepreneurs that probably should have went and got a job someplace else. It's really, really a tough deal. And it's another thing that definitely your heart and passion has to be into, because it's a rough road, but that's when anything. So if it would have been left up to my mom, I'd still be a mechanic somewhere, a job that I had for over 10 years and hated it for over 10 years. But the prospect and the idea of starting over, being a trainer, owning my own business when I didn't even complete high school, it was a laughable goal. Although, you know, I've worked for myself the last 30 years, so it was something that, in spite of being discouraged by everybody I knew, family, friends, everybody, my heart says, follow that dream. And I have so far. And even now, I am continuing to build my empire. I have other dreams and visions. And it's meeting with the same resistance. It was like, oh, you know, I used to be a gangbanger running the streets. Oh, why you want to stop doing that and go to school? You ain't going to never make it. So I went to mechanic school. Get out. Oh, you ain't going to, you know, you ain't going to never get a job as being a mechanic. I got a job being a mechanic. Oh, you ain't going to be happy. You'll be back running the streets. I lasted. When I decided that I wanted to leave that to be a trainer. Oh, why you want to leave that and go be a trainer? You know, back then, 25 years ago, it wasn't even popular. But that's what I wanted to do. And after I became a successful trainer, I wanted to open up my own location, my own private studio, because I like to have my own vibe. You can't be the best guest in someone else's house. So why you want to leave where you're making a lot of money and you get all these clients to start over from the beginning and start your own personal training studio? All these were things that were in my heart, and they were placed in my heart by a source that was definitely much higher and smarter than me. So I learned a long time ago to listen to my heart, and not to listen to advice, even though it's caused a lot of hardship, because I can't get the help at the time that I need it, because the people that are advising you against it, damn sure ain't for to put no money behind it. And when they don't have dreams of their own, they just exist, they're definitely not going to help you with your dream, because they don't believe, they believe it's going to fail, as opposed to believing that it's going to be successful, doing whatever you can do to help them, and then sitting back, taking pride in the fact that I helped my child achieve all these great things. I've done a lot of stuff in this industry with little to no help, because that's what my heart said do, and I was willing to follow my heart as opposed to follow what advice my mom gave me or whoever. I follow my heart, follow my dream. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but my worst day, my best day working for someone else is not as bad as my worst day working for myself. So I'm happy with the decisions that I made, and I'm happy with the way that my life has went. So until next week, remember, tune in for the Generational Differences. We'll be posting it up on Saturday. And don't forget to invite a child or young adult or, you know, whoever. It's going to be a great, great time. Check out my YouTube channel. It's My World One. We have a lot of great interviews on there. We also put the podcast on there. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out. Peace.